is sponsored in part by Bob Johnson Insurance, an independent full-service agency featuring Erie Insurance products, insuring East Tennesseans for over 55 years. From your home to the nursing home and everything in between. For a no-obligation, personalized quote, Bob Johnson Insurance can be reached at 865-922-3111 or online at bobjohnsonins.com.
Meds for Stat has underwritten this edition of Signs of the Times. Meds for Stat is medications to prepare you for such a time as this. Meds for Stat provides access to medication kits containing an emergency supply of possibly life-saving antibiotics as well as other medications and a treatment guide. Go to medsforstat.com or phone 1-888-RX4STAT.
Current events,
personal values, political and social issues,
technology, wars, and tensions.
Join us for the next hour to discuss and learn how the things happening in our world today point to God's prophetic word as signs of the times.
The creation of a board of peace sounds wonderful, but is there something more prophetic lurking beneath the surface? Evil demands to be heard in a church service, and they say that they have that right under the First Amendment. Speaking of churches, are we close to apostasy being complete? Is the end near? We can tell you for certain that these are the signs of the times. Our weekly review of Bible prophecies in the world's news for Friday, January 23rd, 2026. You can listen or watch any of our episodes again. You can share them with a skeptical friend. You can read the articles we talk about or ask Pastor Mark a prophecy question when you visit the Signs of the Times section on thewaymedia.net or grab our Way Media app from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. And now, here's someone to let us know that by replacing your morning coffee with green tea, you can lose up to 87% of what little joy you still have left, and that's Pastor Mark, who says that knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. And philosophy is wondering if that means ketchup is a smoothie.
Remember, it was for a while they said it was a vegetable. Remember the
yes.
Remember kids?
The yes.
Totally. Pass off ketchup as a vegetable?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not going to be a vegetable. I'm going to be having whatever. So, that, yeah, that's funny.
Anyway.
That's good. Well,
yes,
good. I'm excited about today. It's going to be a good broadcast.
Lots of stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Before we get to our articles, before we get to the Board of Peace and all those things that I no doubt are on people's minds because of what happened here in Davos.
Yes.
I know you want to talk about President Trump's trip there. We will do that later. But first, let's talk about what's on your heart about Iran and Venezuela.
Yes, I want to talk about all three of those. Iran,
okay,
Venezuela,
yes.
And the president. Yeah, we should let them know right up front. Here's where we're going. But, you know, because we talked about what happened. This whole thing, let's start with Venezuela. Let's move in and go there first. And everybody knows what happened with Maduro. And we did mention that, getting arrested and all that and brought back to America. But some of the details are coming out now more about what happened in that raid, and specifically from this one particular Venezuelan guard that was a bodyguard there for Maduro, and just the weaponry that the American military has, Greg, and what happened. It's really quite astounding, and I want to share a little bit of the technology that's out there now. And he didn't know all the technology. He just shared what happened, but I have since kind of heard about some of the technology that's out there that we now are using in the U.S. military, and I want to share some of this with our listeners, because it's so amazing. When they went in Venezuela, you got to remember where Maduro was. He was in the middle of their military compound, living there in a military compound. Now, that doesn't mean that America can't take over Venezuela and get him out of a military compound. But with the ease and the speed with which we did it and the few number of men that went in. That's what's amazing. There were only about, they said somewhere around 20 men that dropped down from choppers and went in. And 300 or so Venezuelan guards were killed. There were a few that survived. One of them was the guy that told the story about what happened. And then they got Maduro so quickly, he didn't have to, even time to get into his safe room. He didn't even know they were there. It happened so quick. It's just astounding. It just seems almost impossible. But now when you hear some of the technology, it's going to blow your mind and it'll make more sense. Now, it's amazing. The way he described it, this particular Venezuelan military guard there, he said that all of a sudden they heard choppers, they heard the sound of the choppers, and then something knocked them all down. They began bleeding from their noses. It was a pressure thing. He felt pressure, and they couldn't move. They just couldn't move. Then he said he saw only about 20 soldiers, I guess, come down from the choppers. And those 20 guys, whatever weapons they had, they were at least bursts of fire, just, you know, shooting, that he said killed like 300 guys in just a matter of seconds. They wiped out everybody that was there. This guy made it. And then they went and got Maduro and just they were gone. And he said, whatever they did to me, he said, first of all, I encourage everybody, never go against the U.S. military. And he said, whatever they did to me, I never want to happen again. It was one of the most horrible experiences that he's ever had. Not just the fear of it, but just what happened. And so what it would appear, Greg, they did is they've got this technology where these sonic blasts they do, and they're pressurized weapons. And what happens is when you release that sonic weapon, it increases the pressure, real rapid pressure increase in your body, causes your nose to bleed instantly. It immobilizes you. You collapse on the ground. You can't move. I mean, if they had guns on the ground laying aimed toward the men, they couldn't even have pulled the trigger. That's how debilitating these are. So you can't move. You're completely immobilized. And so he said they were all immobilized, and there was only about 20 of them, he said. And then whatever weapon they were firing, it wasn't like a normal just gun, he said. Whatever weapon it was such an enormous amount of rounds that they were all shooting in all directions so quick that killed everybody. It was astounding how quickly it all happened. And he said those 20 guys went and got Maduro and they left. And he said when they were shooting at the helicopters, the bullets were going right through them. There weren't even sparks flying, is the way he described it. So they shot at him, it had no effect. And so you go, what in the world's going on? Well, now when you understand the technology the military has now, this will make more sense. We do have those sonic weapons, and they do immobilize. They cause your nose to bleed. They totally immobilize you. You can't move. That describes that. Now, what they were firing that they took out all those soldiers with, I don't know. That happened so fast. But it only took about 20 guys. You didn't need to send a whole, you know, army in there because the weapon, the overall, you neutralize everybody and then take care of it. You're done. And the bullets going through the helicopters, they have technology now, and they used it, it would appear, Greg, in this particular attack, where they're able to send a signal to the brain of the army that's there, the guys that are there, and it shifts reality to where everything moves to a new location in your mind. In other words,
like being in the house of mirrors.
Yes, the helicopters can be right there in front of you, and yet you can hear them, yet they're over here, you see them over to the side of you. They're in a different location. Even the sound can be moved. And it's something that does your brain. It's a thing that literally reorients your brain and shifts reality. And so what they said was, is that when they were shooting at the helicopters, they could see them shooting at them. They weren't really there. They could hear them. They were shooting at them. But the reason the bullets went right through them is the helicopters were over somewhere else coming down to get Maduro. And they thought they were over there shooting at them. So it just changes reality where you can't even see what's coming against you. Then they release the sonic blast where you're immobilized. Then they wipe everybody out. And then they're going to get you and they leave. I mean, the technology is astounding that was used, and that's why it was such an amazing operation. He also said that the moment they arrived, there were just hordes of drones everywhere, and the drones were doing something. So maybe the drones were releasing the pulses. I don't know if the drones were doing the thing that makes you alters your reality in your mind, so it made the helicopters look in a different location. But we now have a technology to move around what's really there. We can hide our people, our weaponry. We can immobilize others. The weapons are so accurate, you know, and so rapid. It's overwhelming. Now, again, eventually the rest of the world will get this technology if they don't. If time goes on long enough. But when I think about this technology, again, you can't help but think about when it talks about the beast, it says, who can go against the beast?
Yeah.
Who dares? We dare not. It's so far advanced. He said their weaponry is so far advanced of anything he's ever seen anywhere in the world. He said, you can't even imagine. It just totally immobilizes, takes over, done in seconds, they're out of there. He said, you're done. There's nothing you can do. You're overwhelmed. I'm thinking, wow. I mean, the technology that we have now is amazing. And they were asking President Trump, you know, hey, we heard there's new technology and things. Then he goes, yeah, we got some weapons the rest of the world doesn't have. He said, that's right, we do. And so now you see why he's so confident about the military and what we have and what we can do, and really why the rest of the world should be afraid, because the things that we have, they don't have yet. And so we're ahead of them. And it's interesting because, again, when the Antichrist does show up on the scene, Greg, and you know, will he have access to the U.S. military? I don't know. Will he be somehow connected in that way? But the bottom line is, it's going to be.
I would think so.
Well, the military power is going to be overwhelming, where nobody can stop him.
Yeah.
Until the very, very end, and then all the nations are going to come against him there at Armageddon. Yeah. But either way, it's going to be just astounding what happens there. So, understand in Venezuela, we had a demonstration of new technology. Oh, by the way, and maybe I don't know if the drones did this or not. He also said, this Venezuelan guy, they had like some of the best, they had Russian air defenses in there. They had some of the best stuff they could get everywhere. Not only did none of them fire, they were shut down. All the communication and radars, everything was shut off in an instant. They couldn't even, they were immobile, the anti-aircraft, and they couldn't even detect anything was in the air. So whatever America released, it literally shut everything down over that whole, just the whole region. They couldn't even respond. That's why nobody shot at them. That's why they went in, just went and came out unabated.
You know, I wonder, you know, with the technology as you're talking about it, this is very targeted stuff.
Yeah.
And we've talked on this show before, and people have worried about EMF.
Right.
So I wonder if they've developed that technology to the point where they have the coordinates where all of the air defense systems are.
Right.
And they target it with EMF.
Right.
Where it literally just fries the electronics, or just somehow, you know, disables it from an electronic standpoint.
Right.
You know, where the physical stuff's there, but inside, yeah, the communication's been lost.
Well, you would think they would advance to a stage they could use it at a lesser. See, if you use the full impulse explosion, you know, it's actually a nuclear weapon.
Right.
They consider it's like a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, it's like a nuclear weapon.
It releases, it blows up in the atmosphere.
Right.
And then what it does is, though, Greg, it not just immobilizes everything, it actually changes all the atoms.
The structure.
Which means you can't have anything electrical for years.
Yeah. So I don't know if they can target it.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying it wasn't one of those.
Yeah.
It wasn't a full EMP pulse,
yes,
because they would be, their radios wouldn't work right now, their cars wouldn't work, nothing would work. But they may have developed the technology now where they can do it where it doesn't last. It just does it for the moment and then releases. I don't know. But whatever technology that we have now, again, I think about the beast. And whatever technology this guy's going to have available to him is this kind of stuff. It's like, it's so overwhelming to the rest of the world, everybody just gives up. Well, we can't fight this guy anyway. Let's go along with it. And that's why he'll be leading the world, and you'll have the toes with iron and clay. They have to go along, right?
Yeah.
The clay has to meld to the iron. He'll be the iron. The clay has to go along. This is from that vision in Daniel chapter 2, because they can't fight him. So this may be, and this is going to be a part of that.
Do you think this is... I mean, you know, obviously God's in control. He's sovereign over all.
Yeah.
But as it relates to prophecy, as it relates to us hypothesizing how the scriptures, what we're reading prophetically, is going to play out in the end, and yet we see so many similarities in, you know, President Trump to not only, you know, early on, you know, the Bible character Samson, but now what we see, what the Antichrist is going to be doing, the strength he's going to have militarily, do you think this is God just kind of, you know, pulling back the curtain for those that have eyes to see, hey, this is kind of what it's going to be like?
Greg, there's something going on. I want to say again, I do not believe that President Trump is the Antichrist.
No.
Again, we could all be tricked, but I don't think that he is. I think it's going to be a younger man that's going to rise up
relatively
later.
Unknown.
But here's the thing. He fits at least a picture of so many of the descriptions.
The characteristics.
Yes. And so it might be a foreshadowing. Even as we saw John the Baptist was a foreshadowing of Elijah, who will come and announce it when Jesus really comes. And a kind of this foreshadow, as Antiochus Epiphanes the IV, those who know the history of Israel and the Maccabean Revolt, he was a picture, that leader that overtook Israel and they fought against him in the Maccabean Revolt.
Yes.
He was a picture of the Antichrist.
He did
the things the Antichrist is going to do as far as on the Temple Mount. And
half the fulfillment there.
Yeah, and the scholars, you know, biblical scholars agree on that. President Trump, right now, he is definitely a foreshadow of what the Antichrist is going to be, because here's the thing, the Antichrist is going to be very braggadocious. He's going to brag. I'm the greatest. Well, we have to admit, that's President Trump. You know, he's the greatest. Everything that he does is the greatest. He's going to make all the leaders of the world that support him and around him very wealthy. Already the president's doing that. He's doing things to make them have large income working these deals with these other countries. He's going to have a military that's unstoppable. They'll call him the Beast, and who can fight the Beast? His military is over the top. He's going to have boldness to take the world over and just claim it and begin to take over. He's going to be heading up an international compilation of 10 nations where he's going to be a dictator over that. We'll get to that in a moment. Yeah. We'll talk to more even what Trump may be putting in place might be what the Antichrist uses. So what's going on is I believe that President Trump is putting in place unknowingly the system that the Antichrist is going to step into and use.
Interesting.
And I think that there's going to be the same kind of things that are happening with the Antichrist that are happening with President Trump. Now, I guess I don't believe President Trump is the Antichrist, but you know, we can all be deceived, the rapture happened, and be shocked at something. Well, I think he's going to be, I personally believe he's going to be a man at 30 years old. I think he's going to come in and try to come in like the Messiah did the first time because he always imitates the Lord.
Yeah.
So my gut feeling is he'll be a 30-year-old when he takes power, but he's going to, I mean, we'll talk about how it could be perfect on the world peace thing that are the peace governing body that Trump just put together.
Yeah, the Board of Peace.
That might be the formulation leading into the 10 toes. It's not yet. And I'll explain that in a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay.
So let's finish up. So there's the Venezuela thing. Let's move into Iran. Then I'll get to the President Trump and this whole, maybe a picture of the Antichrist. But now Iran. President's been telling them, helps on the way, helps on the way, helps on the way. And I kept thinking, why isn't he doing anything? Well, I found out last week after our broadcast that we were a week away with our the Abraham Lincoln Group military armada, if you will.
Oh, showing up.
Yes, they were, and they have to be in place.
Yes.
He's got to have the military in place to take action because we got to guard our bases. We have to go carry out the mission successfully. And if there's one thing we've seen about President Trump, he dots his I's and crosses his T's. It is all ready to go perfectly so that nothing can go wrong, but it's beautifully done. So the world goes, what just happened? Everybody sits back and they're shocked. He's done this now a couple times. And you're just like, that was done very well. I think he's doing the same thing in Iran. He doesn't have as easy of choices because there's not like you can't go in and just do an operation and finish it completely, I don't think. So it's a harder choice. But here's the bottom line. The reason the president, I believe, waited, Greg, is we didn't have our military in place. They got there here in the last few hours. They're there now. They arrived in just the last few hours. They arrived. So now the carrier group, Abraham Lincoln is in place. That would, and now we know that also the George Bush is on the way. That carrier group's on the way. But he has what he needs there, I think, with the Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier group. And he sent a message again just today or last night saying, guys, help's on the way. So I do believe he's about to strike and do something in Iran. I think the goal is going to be to transfer the leadership and to help the people in some way. So that's why he's waited. He couldn't do it yet militarily. So is it going to happen? I have a hunch that it might. So Signs of the Times listeners, watch your news over the next couple days. I'm not saying it will, but it wouldn't shock me if he does. Now, what's interesting about this, Greg, this opens up a whole prophetic can of worms because we know that Iran has to move against Israel and attack them. And if the leadership transfers to somebody nice, does that put prophecy on hold? Are we now in a place where
it's deferred for a time?
Or there's a lot more we don't know about going on behind the scenes. There may be wicked people that remain in power that take that guy out and then they move. So here's the bottom line.
Right.
Either they're not going to be able to get rid of the Ayatollah and these guys that are there, even though they do damage. Either they're not going to be able to get rid of them and they're going to stay in power, or there is going to be a transfer of power, and it's going to be a thing where don't think that that means, don't say, okay, well, now we have this reprieve, they can't move on. No. As a matter of fact, it kind of fits the scenario of what it says. It says they'll be at peace with their neighbors when this attack happens by Iran and Russia. And I've always thought about their immediate neighbors, but you talk about even distant neighbors. If Iran now supposedly has peace with Israel, then now they've got peace with all their neighbors. But it could happen overnight. You could have an execution. The bad guys come in, Russia's working with them behind the scenes, and they move on Israel. This
well,
could
that's
happen
what
so
happened
fast.
In 1979.
Yes.
The overthrow.
It could happen so quickly. So just because somebody friendly gets in there, don't think that we're now postponed. Don't go to sleep. The Lord said, watch. You don't know what day, what hour I'm coming. And I think that somewhere around that invasion is going to be the rapture of the church. So be watching for that. Keep your eyes on it. This will be interesting to see what happens with Iran and all the things. Greg, it's the atrocities coming out of Iran. It's terrible, Greg. Rather than doing the public executions, they're just bringing people in the station and killing them right there. They're killing them in the hospitals. They're just massacring people. They're still killing everybody, but they don't want President Trump to know it.
Well,
I'm sure he knows
it.
I'm sure he knows, but they're not doing it out in the streets. And
because
he said, thank you for not doing
I'm sure Israeli intelligence is keeping him abreast.
And our own intelligence is keeping him on there. So that's what's going on in Iran. Keep your eye on that, because that's going to be, I think, something in the next couple of days. Who knows? Maybe even now. We'll see. Can happen at any moment.
Okay. All right. Well, so now the other thing you want to talk about, we're going to use a couple of articles to launch you into this conversation, and then that will dovetail very nicely into our Israel article as well.
Yes.
But this is these are two articles, and I'm just going to give them to you at once because they're kind of about the same thing.
Sure.
The first one is from allisraelnews.com. Dated January 20th, the U.S. plans a Gaza Board of Peace signing ceremony in Davos as Israel's Netanyahu and other world leaders are hesitant to join. We'll talk about that. And then the other one is from the New York Times. This one dated a couple of days ago, January 21st. Trump's Board of Peace would have a global scope.
Yeah.
But one man in charge.
Yeah, let's talk about this. The first one where U.S. plans the Gaza Board peace signing. They did it. This article's kind of dated.
It's kind of dated.
It is, with prophecy. Everything's happened so fast.
Yeah.
But he did it. He did this big thing. He goes over there to Davos, and this World Economic Forum, those of our listeners that have been with us a while, we've talked about the World Economic Forum, which our buddy Yuval Harari was there as well with all his weirdness.
Oh,
I saw his speech.
Oh,
I watched it. Yeah, he's talking about AI taking over.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And here's the thing. He mentions, he talks about things in the Bible. He did it again this time.
Yeah.
He talked about, words. He started making a play on the Bible and just words, and it moves people. He said, AI is just words. So if we put the right words in place, we can move people just like the Bible moves people.
Wow.
So he's got this whole demonic connection to. He didn't realize that the word is Jesus and not just a bunch of AI robots. But anyway, they did this peace signing where they came and said, we now have this board of peace. Let me read what this is.
Okay.
And what they did, I wonder if I need to read. I'll go ahead and read this one first.
Sure.
But the U.S. is planning a signing ceremony for President Trump's board of peace on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland this Thursday, which of course was yesterday, according to a copy of the invitation that has been circulated online amid ongoing concerns by many of the invitees. According to the founding charter, which doesn't even mention Gaza, the board would be led. So this isn't just about Gaza. This is a world body, okay, to oversee the world for peace. Take note of that. It's led by President Trump as the chairman. And permanent membership can be purchased for $1 billion.
So you've got Board of Peace, and then you have the Board of Peace plus membership
plan for $1 billion, and that way you can actually be on there forever.
Oh, that's
the
classic.
Charter also says the board should have the courage to depart from approaches and institutions that have too often failed. Now look what's happening here, Greg. I believe this is the attempt to do away with the UN.
Well, and some people are saying that is exactly what's happening.
I think it is, because nobody said the courage to depart from approaches of institutions that have too often failed, leading many to speculate it is designated to eventually replace the UN, because they fail all the time.
So the formation of a new one world?
A new world order.
Yes.
Earlier this month, the U.S. left 31 UN agencies and bodies arguing that they operated contrary to U.S. natural interests. So you see, we're pulling away from the U.N. We've now pulled out of the WHO. Praise the Lord for that.
Yes.
Prime Minister Netanyahu confirmed receiving an invitation to the board. However, he's currently
for a million shekels.
Now, here's the thing. He's going to be on it. Somebody is, not him.
Yeah.
They're going to make a deal with Israel.
Yeah.
Now, either the Israel leader is going to be on it, or they'll just make a deal with the Israeli leader.
Yeah.
If this is that board, okay? Because Daniel chapter 9. But it says Netanyahu is currently mired in a dispute with the U.S. over the inclusion of Turkey and Qatar in the board's executive subcommittee. Now, there's the main board. Then there's a subcommittee under it, and he has included enemies of Israel, Turkey and Qatar, in it. So Netanyahu is upset about that. And so it says, so he hadn't responded yet officially. And the reporter asked that, have you invited Putin to be a member of the Board of Peace to President Trump? He said, yes, he's been invited. And the reporter said, well, thoughts on Macron saying he will not join the Board of Peace? Because Macron said he wasn't going to join the Board of Peace. He said he's just going to have a croissant and a cappuccino and wait, not be a part of it. He said, well, he didn't really say that. But anyway, he said, I'll put a 200% tariff on his wines and champagnes, and then he'll join. Greg,
I'm sorry.
Iron and clay.
I know.
They're going to be forced to join whoever he wants on there. They're going to be forced.
It's amazing how quickly, within a year's time, by the way.
Yeah, and China.
Yes.
Also confirmed receiving an invitation. Over the past year, China, U.S. relations has experienced ups and downs, but has maintained overall dynamic stability. Foreign Minister spokesman Guo Xiaokun said at a news briefing, cooperation between China and the U.S. benefits both sides, while confrontation harms us both. So This is this board of peace that looks like it's going to replace the UN, because the UN is truly the UN. They haven't done anything. They're just useless. They're always, and they're just so.
That's what Ronnie Simon said, useless nations.
I believe that this may very well do away. This may be the beginning of this, of the 10 toes of Daniel 2. Now, I'm not saying it is.
Right.
But this may be, keep your eye on it, this may be the beginning of the 10 toes of Daniel chapter 2 that will eventually become the world governing body that we've been waiting on to come onto the scene. It's the first one that is led by real power and
but
real people that can make it happen.
Coming in by peace.
There you go. Well, I guess it's going to be world peace, remember?
I know. This is
world
just...
peace coming in with intrigue, the Antichrist world peace. Now, again, I'm not saying President Trump is. Don't get me wrong. I think he's putting it in place.
Yeah.
He's a foreshadow.
He's like John the Baptist. He's preparing the way.
That's right. And so, again, this board of peace eventually,
wow.
if it is, be watching. It will eventually settle on 10 nations. And he's going to, again, it's going to be wealthy nations, which again, the $1 billion permanent, you know, membership or whatever.
That's
and probably,
great.
Probably free rights to the golf course.
Everything's subscription based now,
yes.
nowadays.
Yes.
So,
yes,
you know.
That's right. You'll have the World of Peace golf cart.
Yes.
With the rights to the clubhouse.
Yes. And you get your take home tote bag and complimentary coffee mug.
That's right. That's
yes.
right. And so anyway, but now amazing. This is amazing. Keep your eye
it
on this
is.
Because this has the backing of the most powerful man in the world right now, the president of the United States, of the most powerful nation in the world. It looks kind of like this formulation of these nations. And now, Greg, even as we talked about what it's going to be like, that's where now I want to go and look at what, again, the first article that's going to give more details. Israeli leaders express outrage over alarm of inclusion cutter. Was that the first one? What was the first article? Remind me again.
No.
I'm sorry. That wasn't it. I apologize. Was that it?
I gave you two articles.
Right, but I thought the executive board was the one you gave me at first, which Israeli leaders expressed outrage over alarm and inclusion of turkey cutter in Gaza.
Okay. No, that's under our Israel category. But if you just want to roll right into it.
No. Let's go back to that.
Pastor, this is your show, whatever you want to do.
No, I know that, but they're not in order.
Well,
so
I know
I'm looking
for
it. Give me the headline again. Then here is Trump's board of peace would have global scope. Got it. That's number 10. I got it.
Okay. And then U.S. plans Gaza board of peace. So those two things was what I gave you for the board of peace.
Okay, so I can go back to that one then. We can go back to that first one if we do. I want to do the Trump's board of peace would have global scope.
Yes.
But one man in charge.
Yes.
Now, here's the bottom line. This is so amazing. Notice this. It's a board of peace. The Antichrist is going to come in like with peace.
Yes.
Global scope. He's going to run the world, and he's going to be in charge. Greg, listen to the headline. Trump's board of peace would have global scope and one man in charge. It sounds like somebody in the New York Times opened their Bible and put a headline for the Antichrist.
Yes.
It is unbelievable.
And they don't even know it.
No. And I don't think President Trump knows it. He probably.
Oh, no.
I guarantee you. Look, he's got guys around him saying, look, did you know there's going to be a world leader going to come on the scene? I bet somebody shared that with him, but he's not hearing it. He's not thinking about that.
Yeah. You know, we should just give pause for a moment and praise the Lord that he has given us eyes to see and ears to hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because we could be just as blind as everyone else on what's happening if it wasn't for the Lord allowing us to see the truth of his word being played out on the world stage.
And we would be blind were it
yes.
not for us, the word
yes.
of God, and God showing us.
Amazing.
But now, so the Antichrist is going to rule the world. He's going to have a military nobody can overcome. He's going to be coming by peace. He's going to be extremely wealthy. He's going to have a global power and global scope. And let's read this article now. In the proposed charter of the Board of Peace, maybe Daniel chapter 2 should be in a little parenthesis by that. We'll see. The United States sent to national capitals in recent weeks, one man has the power to veto decisions, approve the agenda, invite members, dissolve board entity, and designate his own successor.
I mean... It doesn't get...
Now, when the Antichrist comes and takes whatever body this is going to be, Greg, I'm not
yes.
saying this is it, but
no,
if it's it.
I know.
It says he's immediately, with that authority, going to yank three off. Revelation is going to pull three down. I believe it'll be China, Russia, and Iran. Here's why I believe that. I think Iran and Russia will have moved on Israel at that point. They're going to be seen as world troublemakers. He'll yank them out of the way. China is their buddies, probably going to be with them in the background. I think he'll yank them out of the way. Only time will tell. They're the three main that are kind of sticking together. It might be those three that are yanked down. And it says then there'll only be seven left, but the board member, the chairman of the board, which would be the Antichrist, he'll be the eighth, which the Bible says will be inhabited by a demon who will descend from the heart of the earth out of the pit. Revelation. This is all Revelation. We don't have time to get into all the passages right now.
Well,
by the way, we have our Revelation study online, our most recent one, just the last three or four years. Go listen to it. It's, and it, you'll get all this. I encourage you to do that. But now, With that said, it says the one that is leading the Board of Peace now that has all veto power and all ability to do this, his name is spelled in Article 3.2, Donald J. Trump, the inaugural chairman. So he's, again, the one that is going to be there. And so as he continues to win, remember the video he did with each, you know, years and years, election after election after election. Did you ever see that? He's going to probably continue eternally to be the president. No, I'm just kidding. But either way, whoever takes his place, again, whether it's the next guy or the guy after him, it could very well be the Antichrist.
You know, it's this is so wild, Pastor Mark, because, you know, when we've thought about, you know, the little horn rising up and removing three other horns, I just pictured it to be by brute force. I wasn't imagining that he is moving into the position of something that's already set up that allows him to do that.
Me either. We are, though.
I know.
I mean, they literally spell this out. Now, again, this is assuming that this is that 10 conglomerate.
I know. It's, yes.
We don't know yet.
We're just conjecture at this point.
We don't
know
yet, but this is the kind of thing. Look, have your eyes wide open. This is very, very intriguing. So far involved Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Israel is involved. I'll take that back. I thought they weren't. They are. So Israel's involved. They said they want to be involved. They hadn't officially joined yet because I think they're still trying to come up with $1 billion. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we'll cover it.
Yes,
they're starting a GoFundMe account.
Oh, they've got plenty of money. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying they want to be permanent members.
Okay. Yes.
Belarus, Pakistan, and several more countries, so that's five right there, who said they were joining ahead of the signing ceremony Thursday in Switzerland. But many officials and experts in international affairs were stunned by the breadth of the invitation. The latest example of Mr. Trump taking part in the American-built post-World War II international system and building a new one with himself at the center. This is a direct assault on the United States, said Mark Weller, a Cambridge international law professor who specializes in peace negotiations and has worked closely with the global body. This initiative is likely to be seen, notice this, as a takeover of the world order by one individual in his own image. I feel like I'm writing Revelation 13 in an article. I am stunned.
This is wild.
Greg, it almost...
They don't know this. They don't even know.
They have no clue.
They have no clue.
But if you didn't know, and look, we may be wrong. Maybe we're all going to be stunned. If you didn't know, you would think this is saying
maybe
President Trump's
just
the
one giant coincidence.
You would think it's saying he's the Antichrist. I do not believe he is, but you read this, you go, look, he's doing everything. By the way, get this. The Antichrist will bring crime around the globe way down because the mark of the beast, it'll drop crime rates. Everything's not...
Yeah.
Did you know they just announced this weekend... Fox News and the government just announced, we now have the lowest murder rate.
Since 1900.
126 years. Greg, we have the lowest murder rate in America in 100. No president has ever done this.
I know.
I'm going, look, either this guy is just astoundingly amazing or we're all tricked and he turns out to be this world leader. I mean, I find myself, look... please don't leave this broadcast saying Mark Kirk saying that Trump's saying I'm not saying that, but I'll bet you that all of my prophecy buddies out there, somewhere in their mind, they've at least had something go through one time going, we've all done this together, okay? All the prophecy guys out there have had to have done this in the back of their mind. At least that. At least done this. At least I'm at least Because I watch this and I'm going, one leader, one man, he's the leader of it, has the power to hire and fire. You're fired. It's in his own image, braggadocious, doing things no other leader's ever done.
No one dares
go against
him. Greatest
military in the world. Yep. His, you know, the car he drives is called the Beast, which again was before even him.
Yeah.
Nobody can go to war with. I'm saying,
amazing.
Look, he is no doubt a foreshadow.
Yes.
I mean, this is a foreshadow of the Antichrist.
If you want to see a preview of coming attractions,
there you go. I still believe. It's going to be some 30-year-old rising up out of Europe that's going to take over this board and be the chairman.
Yep.
Somehow he's going to have access to the military, maybe America's military. I still believe that. But when you see how foreshadowed he is by President Trump, you have to go, oh my goodness, it is just a shocking and astounding.
Well, and you know, the other thing too, Pastor Mark, is if he comes in the same characteristics, which he will because the Bible says he will, that the world is already being conditioned by President Trump. And how he acts and how he speaks, how he behaves, the world will be so used to it that when this guy comes on the scene and takes that position,
they're ready.
They're not going to think so much of it, but even just lean more into it.
Yeah, maybe this is the shock factor, getting past the shock factor.
Getting ready, yes.
But that one line, Greg, the initiative is likely to be the takeover of the world order by one individual in his image. And the Antichrist is going to take over the world. One guy, he's going to place his image on the Temple Mount that make everybody bow to it. He's going to declare he's God.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, and by the way, for our listeners, he's going to be executed. They're going to, something's going to happen. It'll either be real or fake. The Revelation says there'll be, not Revelation, I'm sorry. Another prophetic book says there'll be an assassination attempt. He'll be blinded in his right eye and his right arm. I lean toward the fact that probably the Antichrist will really get killed at that moment, probably at the 3.5 year point, and Satan will inhabit his body. He'll rise back up. People will think he really resurrected. When he didn't resurrect, it's just a different spirit took the body over. And then he's going to declare that he's God with that image on the Temple Mount and make everybody bow down to himself. I think that's how it's going to play out, and only time will tell. But, I mean, when I read this stuff and see this stuff, it is just, I don't even know, the words can't even express. If you brought me in from another planet, if I knew what I knew now biblically.
Right.
And you brought me in from another planet and landed and set me down and said, now read this. I'd say, that's the Antichrist. He's here.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Right.
I'd say, that's the Antichrist. He's here. But knowing what I know, still strongly believing he's going to rise up out of Europe from the revived Roman Empire, because Satan is an imitator of the real thing. Everything God does, even the Revelation, he's going to imitate everything. Even the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, is going to be Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Everything is so imitated that I believe he's going to rise up out of Europe. I think he's going to take over at 30 years old to imitate Jesus. And then I think he's going to be that chairman, yank those down, and this whole process will begin. Okay. But I'm just saying, because I've got more information than I'm here, I do not believe it. But if I was just coming from the outside, I would go, you got your man. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know.
Well, we got more, Pastor Mark, we've got more information, and we are running out of time.
Well, let me get this next one. That's okay.
I'm going to go right into the Israel article.
What about, we hadn't done the outrage, alarm,
inclusion. Right.
Yes, go ahead.
This is from All Israel News. This is so Ed can put this up on the screen for our viewers. This is dated January 18th. Israeli leaders express outrage and alarm over the inclusion of Turkey and Qatar into these Gaza executive border, as we know, is the Board of Peace.
Yes, so you have the Board of Peace, and under you have this sub-board.
Sub-board.
And the sub-board is the one that Israel is upset with, because what Trump's trying to do, I know what he's doing. He's putting on the main board people that everybody can agree on, so there's no fights. And then he's got his other guys that he's trying to pull in, the iron and the clay, I believe. He's got those guys trying to get them involved in all this conglomeration. And so what's happening is he needs to include them. And Turkey's going, hey, we're going to be a part of this, or we're not going to be a part of this. Okay, we'll let you be a part of the sub-board. You can't be the main board, but a sub-board, because you guys are too volatile, it'll cause too much trouble with Israel Qatar. You can't be a part of the main board, but you can be part of the sub-board. Okay, so he's got these two boards where everybody can be happy, hopefully, by the time he's done negotiating. Now we come to the sub-board. So following the announcement by U.S. President Donald J. Trump, you got your J, you got your J. That's a kid's song, sorry. Of the Board of Peace to oversee.
We used to do that in kids' church.
Yes, that's right. Of the Board of Peace to oversee the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip. Have you seen the model, the drawings of the Gaza Strip there on that they've drawn up? It looks like an Islamic, it looks like Saudi Arabia on the ocean in many ways.
Okay.
It's got that real Islamic feel, but this beautiful high, you know that look they have?
Perfect.
Anyway, and the inclusion of Turkey and Qatar in another council just under the Board of Peace. Israel politicians reacted strongly, with many criticizing Prime Minister Netanyahu. According to the White House announcement, the interim body called the Gaza Executive Board, will operate between the Board of Peace and the Technocratic National Committee for the Administration of Gaza, the NCAC, or the NCAG. Just want to say that. And will include Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan and Qatari diplomat Ali al-Thawadi. Opposition leader Yair Lapid of the Yesh Atid party called the Gaza board's composition a diplomatic failure of the Netanyahu government. So he's being attacked by his enemies now, saying,
"Of course,
you didn't bring peace. You brought us a problem here. For a whole year now," he said, "I've been telling the government, if you don't advance the Egyptian solution with the U.S. and the world, you'll end up with Turkey and Qatar in Gaza." He posted on X. Last night, the composition of the Peace Council was published. Turkey's in, Qatar's in, and according to the IDF, Hamas still has 30,000 armed men in Gaza. He continued, this is a complete diplomatic failure of the Netanyahu government after the endless heroism and sacrifice of the soldiers and commanders of the IDF. The announcement regarding the composition of the Gaza Executive Board, which is subordinate to the Board of Peace, was not coordinated with Israel and runs contrary to its policy, the statement said. So, again, you can see the wisdom here in trying to get everybody to get along. He's trying to get the nations that are the most volatile involved, but they can't be on the main board. And we talked about what the Antichrist is going to do. Now, the system is being set up for this. In Daniel chapter 2, it talks about iron and clay, these toes that make up this world order, these world leaders. The iron's going to dominate. It's the revived Roman Empire. It's so strong, they're going to win. But there's going to be these other countries that need to be involved, that have to be involved, that they're going to get. They're not going to want to be, but they're like clay being molded to these iron feet where they kind of have to be involved, but they're fragile. You do the wrong thing, we're breaking away. And it's just, it's like it's formulating. You're watching this formulate. Now, I'm not saying, again, I can't say 100% this is that board, but man, I mean, it looks so much like toes, this stinks. So be aware, it's...
Speaking of toes, we've got a jam because we're running out of time.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway,
that's my fault.
That's Pastor Mark Kirk, who's helping us understand the signs of the times. It's our weekly review of Bible prophecies in the world's news on WIAM-LP Knoxville. We are a weekly radio broadcast that this week will become podcast episode number 399, which is easier to listen to than getting 10 scientists to agree on how old the Earth is. And now...
You've got me.
Just one question, but it is a good one, Pastor Mark. This question is from Chick, and he wants to know, in heaven, will Jesus still have scars? Here's his question. In heaven, will Jesus still have scars in his hands, feet, and side for all of eternity? All of the commentators that I've read say, yes, he will. So, if they are correct, wouldn't that mean that whenever Jesus sees us, his spotless bride, in heaven, that he will show us his hands and say, see what your sins did to me? But Isaiah, I did the same thing.
Yeah.
But Isaiah 65:17 says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind."
Yeah.
And in Hebrews 8:12, Jesus said, "Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." So, Pastor Mark, what is your opinion? If Jesus doesn't remember our sins in lawless deeds, then why would he keep the scars eternally?
Well, again, a very good question, Chick. Thank you for this.
Yep, great question.
And let me say, look, if it was an absolute easy answer, then it would be settled. It's really not absolute. And let me just say this. Absolutely, yes, when we get there initially, he will have the scars. The Bible very clearly says in Revelation that after the rapture of the church, then when the church is in heaven, the bride, we will see Jesus as a lamb who was slain.
Yes.
So that's why these commentators say, yes, he'll have scars. I agree with the commentators. I believe that when we get there in the rapture, we're going to see him with the scars. Now, here's the question. Is that forever? I don't know. It may not be. It may be the scars are just there so we can praise him and thank him for what he did for us on the cross, and then maybe the scars go away. Or they could be there forever as a constant reminder, not of his basically chastising us in sense of, look what you did to me, but look how much I love you.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you see those scars, Chick, it's going to be a thing. When we first see them, I think we're going to look at him and realize, look what you did for me. Look what you've done. Mm-hmm. Look at the sacrifice you made. We're going to be praising him all the more when we see those scars. So it could be an eternal reminder of the sacrifice and love that he has for his bride. So maybe they're eternal. We don't know.
Well, we won't be condemned. There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ. So that we can take that off the table.
Right. So, but either way, he will have the scars. We know for a fact. Scripture's clear on that when we first get there. So that part we can say, yes, he will. Now your other part, will he have them forever? Honestly, Chick, the Bible doesn't say. There just does not say. The Bible doesn't say he's going to have them. It just says he has them when we get there. It could be, as I said, that he lets them kind of just meld away, dissolve away, and his body becomes whole. But if he does choose to keep them forever, I think it won't be so much of a burden on us that we feel that look what we did to him as much as, wow, look what he did for us.
Yes.
Yeah. But great question.
Great question. If you got a question like Chick, just visit our website, thewaymedia.net, click Signs of the Times, and you can see where you can send Pastor Mark your prophecy question.
On the boats and on the planes,
All right, as we come back to America on this fast-moving episode of Signs of the Times, we arrive to theblaze.com for an article dated January 20th. This is First Amendment activity. Democrats give church-storming mobs their stamp of approval.
Yeah, and before I read this, let me say, no, this is not First Amendment. It is against the law to disrupt any religious gathering. It's against the law to do that. You know, the very first thing of the amendments in the United States Constitution is the right to worship, freedom of religion. And so what that means is, no, you can't interrupt that. So it's not just a crime. It's a federal crime to do this. So these guys are in big trouble. And, you know, they try to act like we have your freedom. You don't have freedom of speech in someone else's house.
Tantamount to the same
thing.
Well, it
is, because churches are considered private property. So your a church legally is the same as your home. So if that was legal, if people could go First Amendment rights into a church and do that, that would mean that mobs could force their way into your private home and they could stand in your living room and do this and it would be okay. All they're doing is exercising their First Amendment's right. First Amendment rights after all, right? No, get out. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Let me read it. The interlopers, ex-CNN talking head Don Lemon, and Motley Crue. I didn't realize they were there.
Yes, they were.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
A Motley Crue of leftists, not the real band Motley Crue. I take that back. Hailing Lars, although they were acting the same.
Yes.
A rock concert broke out, I guess. Hailing largely from the Nakima Levy Armstrong's Racial Justice Network, Black Lives Matter Minnesota, and BLM Twin Cities, not only lashed out at a pastor over his apparent role at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but intimidated parishioners, drowned out sound of worship with their propaganda and pressured the prayerful to condemn ICE. When asked whether the DOJ had a case against the anti-ICE radicals who disrupted Minnesota, Christians' lawful exercise of religious freedom in a place of worship, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said to Aaron Burnett from CNN, under this DOJ, wrongdoing has nothing to do with whether they were going to focus or investigate on you. Investigate you. So I wish in a normal time I would say no. I'd say this is just normal First Amendment activity. He's so wrong. I mean, he doesn't even know the Constitution. How do you not know the Constitution?
Well, you know, I would ask the AG Ellison there, if that same group went into a mosque and did that, would he have the same response?
I'm sure he would not. Now, remember, this is the same Ellison that was the very first Muslim congressman that we talked about in the past.
Exactly.
Anyway, the Democratic congresswoman underscored that she did not think it was a step too far for protesters to go into churches, as they asked a congresswoman about it. She said, I think that when they find out that someone's supposed to be speaking for the community in church is found out to be ICE, like a federal agent that is running ICE in their communities, they have a right to go in there. No, they don't. No, you don't. And they just found out because they arrested three of them this week.
Yep.
This group trespassed on private property. That's the key. It's private property. And willfully obstructed Christian worship, said Kevin Ezel, president of North American Missions Board. No cause, political or otherwise, justifies the desecration of sacred space or the intimidation and trauma inflicted on families gathered peacefully in the house of God. Ezel added, what occurred was not a protest. It was lawless harassment. That's exactly what it was. And remember, guys, the Bible says in the last days, lawlessness will abound. You're watching it happen. The stuff that's going on in Minnesota and around, it's lawlessness.
Yep.
The Bible says come under the governing authorities. And if you don't come under the governing authorities, you're not just rebelling against the governing authority. Guess who you're rebelling against?
God.
And God says when you do that, you'll bring consequences on yourself. And now we see these three got arrested, and you're seeing others that get arrested in these Minnesota things. It's against God. These riots are against God. Not ICE.
All right, Pastor Mark, our next article comes from Axios.com, dated January 12th. America's data center growth hotspots have been mapped. We're going to talk about why this might be prophetic.
Yes, this is very interesting. Again, Virginia leading the country in data centers with 663 operational, 595 more under construction. Texas is also up there with 405 existing data centers and 442 planned on being built. That's per a new report from the American Edge Project, a pro-tech advocacy group, and the Technology Councils of North America, which represents tech and IT trade organizations. Georgia and Pennsylvania are among the states due for particularly big data center booms. If the plan goes, Georgia has 162 data centers. They're going to go to 285. Pennsylvania is 98 with 184 on the way potentially. And what they're saying is whether you live in a coastal tech hub, a manufacturing corridor, or rural community, AI is now a major engine of local jobs, construction, revenue, long-term economic growth. This trillion-dollar build-out is creating new opportunities for electricians, construction workers, engineers, logistical teams, strengthening tax businesses, support schools, roads, mass police, and the Antichrist. So again, this is very interesting because this is going to be what I believe the Antichrist uses to track the mark on the hand of the forehead. Guys, this AI, watch this. This is going to be the Antichrist. When he gives the mark on the hand or the forehead, they're going to be able to track the world. That's why these data centers are going in. We're going to be tracked by this technology.
Yeah, I believe you can't buy or sell, and they got to know all of that.
Now you got the Board of Peace in place.
Yeah.
Now you got AI in place. All you need is an Antichrist, and we're rocking and rolling.
There's another article, and we don't have it in our stack, regarding these AI centers, that these commercial construction companies, that's pretty much all they're interested in building right now.
I believe it.
Because it's so lucrative and it's so prevalent. And not only that, it's easier for them to do. It's not custom in that sense. Yeah. It's purpose built. So it's a lot easier to erect and manufacture. And I mean, the number of these data centers is literally, it's astounding how many are going up. But, you know, that also shows you just how much power God already has just by him, what he knows, what he sees, what he understands, and how much technical effort it's going to take for the Antichrist to try to replicate the same control that God has.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
And what he has to do, he has to use earthly technology,
yes,
whereas God just does it supernaturally. So remember, Satan can't keep up, but he's going to try to imitate the best he can.
Yeah. All right, we've got one article this week under Pestilence, Plagues, Disasters, and Corruption coming to us from a somewhat similar organization, apnews.com, dated January 18th. South Africa declares a national disaster over flooding and severe weather.
Yeah, out of Cape Town. Again, it killed at least 30 people in the country's north, damaged thousands of homes, and washed away roads and bridges. Parts of South Africa, neighboring Mozambique and Zimbabwe, have experienced heavy rains for weeks that resulted in severe flooding in central and southern Mozambique and northern South Africa. More than 100 people have died in three countries since the rains began last year. Now, this recent one killed 30, but more than 100 in the last year.
Yeah.
The premier of Limpopo province said the weather had caused around 240 million in damage in her province, with many houses and buildings washed away completely. Now, again, don't get numb to this, guys. Jesus said in the last days, you're going to see flooding and all these things taking place in greater and greater measure with contractions. It's happening all over the globe. Be aware of it.
And happening in our country over the weekend, we're going to have severe weather that's going to hamper a lot of our
country. This is
interesting.
The whole big, what global warming is doing now in spreading this ice all the way across our nation. It's pretty intense.
Ice is everywhere. Just in Minnesota.
Ice is spreading.
Yes.
If you don't like ice, you better get used to it, because there'll be a lot of it right now all over the world.
Oh. All right. Let's go to the church. We'll finish up in the church today.
Go to church.
Yes, go to church. We're going to go to ChristianPost.com first for a study dated January 18th here, at least the published date. More Protestant churches are closing than opening in America as older congregations struggle.
Yeah, and this is, again, sad here because you watch this pattern. This is what happened in Europe. The churches began to dissolve and disappear. Now we're seeing that trend here in the States. But let me just say this before I even read this. Let me read it, then we'll talk about it. More Protestant churches are being closed in America than are being planted. 4,000 churches closed in 24, 3,800 were started. So it's 200 under. Older congregations are struggling, with many facing declining attendance. Churches shuttered in 2024 represent nearly 1.4% of the Protestant churches highlighted in the 2020 U.S. Religion Census. Now, that's the only parts I kept about that, just because I want to comment on this. The Bible says, okay, we're getting to the last days, and God's going to now begin to bring judgment on the world. But guess who gets judgment before the world? Judgment begins at the house of God. I'm not saying the churches that are closing are being judged. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm saying that some of them probably are closing down because they're not really serving the Lord's purpose anymore, and so God's shutting them down. So some of the churches being shut down, I think, might be simply because they're no longer operational. I think about Ephesus. You read Ephesus, and it was only 30 years after Paul was there, and the place was on fire. 30 years later, God's writing him saying, you've left your first love. If you don't do something, I'm going to take my lampstand. Return, repent. A lot of these churches, how quickly you can lose your first love, it can happen in one pastor's lifetime. And so you lose your first love. If you don't repent and get back with God, then again, you see that God's lamp leaves that church and the church dissolves. It's not so much, it's a judgment, but it's more of a chastisement. And so again, I think some of these are probably that. Others are just because the world's turning more against God. But listen, I encourage all of our listeners, be praying for your church that God sends revival. I've asked our people, pray for revival here at Calvary Chapel, Knoxville. Because, you know, you look at a church there 30 years, I've been here 28. So in the amount of time Ephesus fell, they could have had the same pastor that whole time. John was a pastor there, and of course John had to go to Patmos and had another pastor come in, and Paul was there for a while. The point is, you've got John, you've got Paul as your founding pastor. You've got John as your pastor after Paul. And in 30 years, you're cold.
Mm-hmm.
Look what our heart can do. How quickly can we turn away from the things of God? So we need to be praying for revival in our hearts and in our churches, because that's why many of the, it could be part of the reason some of these churches are dissolving. We need a fresh move of God's Spirit. So pray God pours out His Spirit on His church in America. It says, again, well, I read the article, but the bottom line is we need a fresh outpouring of the Spirit. Now, wouldn't it be great in the last days to have one? God send a great outpouring on the churches of America. Revive us, God. And let me encourage our listeners. It begins with you and I, personal repentance. Ask forgiveness. Get right with everyone you know you need to get right with. Turn away from anything questionable in your life that could grieve God's Spirit, and then begin to seek God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You do that, God can send revival. We need revival. So maybe this will stir people to start calling out to God again.
Our next article, Pastor Mark, comes from Israel365news.com. Speaking of churches that need a revival and an awakening, the Catholic Church is condemning Christian Zionism as a quote-unquote damaging ideology that threatens church unity.
Unbelievable. Guys, this is so shocking. God declares that He is a Zionist. In the Bible, God says, I am for Zion. I will restore Zion. I will bless Zion. Zion will be forever. God declares He's a Zionist. Now, maybe they have a different definition of what they call Christian Zionism, but all it means is the reestablishment of the Jews back in the land. God says He is that. He's a Zionist. So when you see the Catholic Church saying, we think Zionism is a damaging ideology, what they're saying is, we think God and His Word are a damaging ideology to the church. No, my friend, that is the church. The Catholic Church and its allied denominations in Jerusalem just declared war on Christian Zionism. Now get this, Greg.
Yeah.
Remember the Sadducees and Pharisees in Jerusalem? They didn't want to acknowledge Jesus because they wanted the power. When you read this article, these guys want the power. They're saying, we're the ones that are in Jerusalem. We have the authority here, and these Christians coming in trying to bless Israel, you guys are nothing. Get Jesus out of here. We don't want the Zionism stuff. They're not saying get Jesus out, but in essence, they're saying get out Zionism, which is God's promise to the nation. In a statement released January 17th, the patriarchs and heads of the churches, get that? Patriarchs and heads of the churches in the Holy Land, led by the Roman Catholic hierarchy, along with Eastern Catholic, Orthodox, and other traditional church leaders, condemned Christians' support for Israel as a damaging ideology. You guys are nuts. You're speaking from Satan here. That misleads the public and harms Christian unity. No, it builds up the church. It stands with God, who is a Zionist, and it supports Israel, which God has given His promises to. The statement represents the Catholic Church's most direct assault yet on millions of the evangelical Christians whose biblical interpretation leads them to support the Jewish state. That's because the Bible says so. It's like these Christians, Greg, they actually believe the Bible. They proclaim it. This must be stopped by the church.
Yeah.
Now you know why Jesus said brood of vipers.
Yeah.
You're a brood of vipers in Jerusalem. You're a brood of vipers.
Yeah. He said your father is not my father.
That's right.
What he basically told the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Then came the condemnation. I quote, recent activities undertaken by local individuals who advance damaging ideologies such as Christian Zionism, things that God promotes, mislead the public, sows confusion against the things of God, and harm the unity of our flock. No, it builds everything up. This undertaking has found favor among certain political actors in Israel and beyond who seek to push a political agenda which may harm the Christian presence in the Holy Land and the wider Middle East. The statement invoked New Testament authority to attack Christian Zionists, or God's word, I would say. I quote, Holy Scripture teaches us that we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another, Romans 12. It also says God will bless those who bless Israel and God will curse those who curse them. You left that part out, didn't you? To claim authority outside the communion of the church is to wound the unity of the faithful and burden the pastoral mission entrusted to the historic church, to the historic churches, Pharisees, Sadducees, in the very land where our Lord lived, taught, suffered, and rose from the dead. You're no different than the Pharisees and Sadducees, bunch of hypocrites. Their territorial claim, it says, was unambiguous. And I quote, the patriarchs and heads of the churches in Jerusalem reiterate that they alone represent the churches and their flock in matters pertaining to Christian religious matters, even above Jesus. I added that part. In the Holy Land, the Bible speaks directly to the issue, however, and says this. Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you and curse him who curses you, Israel. And in thee, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And that, of course, is true today. The Catholic hierarchy is demanding that Israel reject those who bless her and grant exclusive recognition to the institutions whose theological foundation for centuries was that the church was replaced, has replaced Israel and God's plan. Unbelievable. Do we have time for the last one, or we should wrap
nope.
it up? We don't.
We're
you
wrapping it
Praise
up.
Praise the Lord, guys. Keep your eyes. Look up, man. The time is at hand. We love you guys. Can't wait till next week. And go to church this weekend. We just were in church. Go to church.
Yep.
Seek Jesus, and he will find you.
Absolutely. Pastor Mark, thank you so much. And folks, thank you as always. Don't forget our website, thewaymedia.net. Don't forget about attending church this Sunday, as long as you can safely do it. And we'll see you back here next Friday for more Signs of the Times right here on WIAM.
WIAM LP